When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
It's a very versatile instrument which can be adapted for many, many different types of music. And it has so much inside it that has not yet even been discovered, I think. There is room there for everybody to find their own soul in the fiddle. It's a very expressive instrument, and it becomes part of you and an extension of you, and really is... becomes part of your soul and part of your heart. So it fills every vein in your body, you know, it consumes you. And it takes over, I suppose. And of course, that can be dangerous at times as well. But it is an all-consuming passion, playing fiddle.
Hét kemnye tanegyel a tagom szóna meheresenyem rolloni nidór blienti fada hanyag és hírmegyenyeg bér a dintasón ar hóra csama hanyagyel agas búj dösté agas hasát sásenyem agas búmegyenye daus a hártmór felekányon agas te könnyeg a mégen si dúnyig a námsen bagrelis a rech nari vísesen og gavrele fidlera galista ag csá tisákusen egernyel agus víut sammór ag meherin fidjal ha fásta agus dúce sámanya lesen nar a vis fidjalógig ag kyn sáver madidja. So hín me isi gabishan so vi me isi fánart le fidjalóg fásta o nyedjal mór.
I had a name that was married to a great flute player. His name was Davy Welsh. He lived in at a public house in Mullough, and he taught me a few tunes in the tin whistle. So about 16 or 17 years there was a fiddle here in the house. I don't know where it came from. A very bad yoke it was. But I was doing a job for my mother, and I took it off the... It was hanging the partition. It was all dust. There was only two strings in it. And I had the bow, and the bow was all soot. It wasn't played for years. So I was twisting the pegs, and I got a few notes on one string. And I went to the other string, and I know it was too low. And I tightened up the pegs and got the right notes, like in the pegs. So I cleaned it up, and I bought a set of strings in Milltown Malbay and a box of resin. And I didn't know how to put the strings, but I know I had the fourth one for the third should be. But I was tinkering away with it, twisting it up and down until I got the notes. And that night I went in the room in the quiet, and I played four or five tunes. So that's how I started the fiddle.
Na cuin le mhéis sin mar bhí fiddle gónaí in mhaith sa smaile a litrum agus stóigh an céad fúm a thuala mé ná an bhailín. No muam no muad. Ach, as chuinlam gomach nor vime couple tín dís beidir vime mochala agus hánic na mumr sa stiach gam nodag heis nodag agus marachar ben húse sústair agus húse sé me agus húse plod orm agus sias agéisteach le veiledor a bhí chasin indil in a mumurs John Garden vishe gargul ordan dúinne smáile agus sin stói sin tá sé sin an mú maig na gargul ordan.
The fiddle, I think, you see, was always there because my father played the fiddle, and there was always a couple of fiddles around the house. You know, there was more than one or two, and I remember like being at the kitchen table, like it was breakfast time or something like, and my father just kind of, I says, oh, can I play? And I put the fiddle under my chin, like I couldn't reach the other end of it. It was a full size fiddle, but I suppose it was probably the following Christmas when a half size fiddle showed up. You know. And I tore up to the bedroom, like, to show it to my father and mother. Like, I said, look at how Santa brought me. Like, it was, like, incredible. Like, he must mean me to be a fiddle player or something. But one of my, where real attachment to an instrument came, I remember my father went to Dublin sometime after that and got a he was recording or something and came back with a three-quarter size fiddle, like. And I was extremely excited because this was going to be the key to sounding better. And I remember that morning I got up and he was still in bed or something. He got home late, but I couldn't open the case. I couldn't open it before school. And I remember I could smell it, like, literally, you know, it's some old Chinese fiddle or something. But I remember, like, going to school that day, and I was a kid that didn't like school that much, but I remember feeling immune to any torture that day because there was a new fiddle when I get home, and I ran 2 miles back from school for that fiddle. And I never forget that day, that kind of oh, just pure excitement. Like, it was, you know, a rich feeling, you know, and that, and, you know, then I got my father gave me a fiddle then, like a full-size fiddle, which I've remained attached to all of my life, you know.
Well, the kind of thing we had a cupboard of ale, and you call heartless and a belly was got we was it the pool like hand chart and you got such a heart there, the course near like layering the door, I guess, the ross and I guess, we should probably should go like in Shannon, you show, cooker like a my doing, I guess, do you Shannon and lay away, to do look as Nigel Francie, I guess, that my heart, well, the couple can listen, and she know, come say, we should at a two wall of all a second. I guess there's a torlatia chinanish done a presti. So we may have get a yarrigate or done a lock a charigate bead, a deck charigate from the gunion. Now we shall court the fidgelagan arm, because fidgelagan on to the under exoxia can do sick as kingdom, my year, her garret, you know, my year of her beyond, was it Niroshi, her teal again. I guess. Hoshi Virginia struck with linear and the fiddle, I guess, get even generous scale. Because Kashi could all fade into Egmoher, now we made Skradi, Skully, and the strong, and you found a couple of blienies got him.
Eugene O'Curry, who was doing lectures on traditional music and manners, customs of the ancient Irish. This is the end of the 1800s. But he refers to a translation of a poem about the Fair of Carmen, which relates roughly around Wexford. So there, it dates to about maybe the 7th century AD. So it talks then about different kinds of fiddles being around there. It's just a reference. Fiddlers, bones and chain men and different kinds of other sorts of instruments as well. The next kind of data that we have in the fiddle, I think, is from an actual fiddle bow which was found in Dublin, Viking Dublin, from the 11th century. You know, it's Middle Ages. That probably came from, you know, Viking Dublin probably came from Scandinavian countries, maybe not, but the bow doesn't appear at all in fiddles until the after the Crusades, so it's Middle Ages before the bow was invented. These things were all plucked before then. So we have an earlier reference to an instrument which is essentially the same as a fiddle, stretched strings over a box which people plucked, which should give great confidence to guitar players and bouzouki players in the present time. People said this is not a traditional instrument. But I mean, we had plucked instruments before we had bowed ones, even in Ireland. Then you have a carving of a fiddle player, with kind of a crude bow. It looks like a kind of a fetus or a fetal figure playing a bow in a church in Kerry. And that's from the 12th century. You know, it's fairly far back again. More recently than that, then, there's all sorts of other references. And there's a writer in 1674, Richard Head. He talks about in every field a fiddle, and lasses footing it till they're all of a foam. Obviously, fiddle music and dance. But by that stage, then, so with the end of the 1600s, there's another reference to teaching the fiddle in Cork. But by that stage, the fiddle they're playing is probably not any kind of indigenous fiddle at all. It's probably the modern fiddle. But the modern fiddle, the one we use, that figure-eight shape fiddle, that was invented in the 1550s in Italy, and really hasn't changed since. Now, there were earlier fiddles in Italy. If you look at the average Christmas card you get, there's pictures of angels playing these weird and wonderful-looking fiddles. These are all dating, I suppose, the end of the 1400s, early 1500s. They're crude kind of instruments, but they've always got a kind of a crescent-shaped bow. But the modern fiddle was the 1500s, and there still are examples surviving from the 1560s and 70s. I was in the Smithsonian Institute in Washington a couple of years ago there, and they have these five violas and violins from the later 1500s. They're in a glass case, and they have to get they have to have them played every few days in order to keep them the wood from falling apart. So I was in there, and like, actually, you know, they're suddenly playing an instrument which is, you know, 500 years or nearly 500 years old. It's quite an astonishing thing to realise that a little fragile box made of wood could actually last that long. But in reality, there are no ancient Irish fiddles floating around because they just rotted away. We have a lovely, damp, wet, miserable climate here. Things just crumble and rot.
Bono Charlatan special should have had free fiddle. Agus is Rishi's Kinal Scaletan and Hotin the Samaritus, Gemeniter Bonus, rather less scale or a fin scale. Agus Scaleth against in shop, Gora Banan, Agus Grishit, Sever, Agus Grahanic Fair, Bochtagus Elor Zerka, Agus Pere the Harder, Gur Harle Tangwal Idir, Ehane, Agus and Fair, Gur Himalchi and I cracking the other game to Xinialer Shin. Gro cochter de hegest agus gur hitshish an rálish, ach nara aher namrasha igiru gemachshile fair vi chabot agus marshin gur hugshe leshi agus hugshe tachmo milchte agus vi jekiri chunale mach on versho, ach dimen fair bocht agus dimen shishas na kaita agus yarshe amu dohen krivaki agus rinishe fiddle as an am agus hugshe hanikshire a man agus hugshe adlish an tach agus vi shetim bogan tach agus.
Vi lad we William tan vir tuks jagus fisher kasakol varlaid it's hogish for finjara gro simamsa agus vi hogshe kacht one mum agus vi menan three little drummers across the nation, so she'll made it for me.
Yeah, he taught me, you know, we kind of had a, well, it wasn't a typical kind of teaching situation. Like, he'd teach me a bit every now and again, and I'd probably go away and forget it and have to have him teach it to me a second time and a third time. And he was impatient with it and I was impatient with it. Like, but it worked out like that. It was perfect, really, in a sense, because he was honest and he was encouraging, but he never forced me to play. I was never forced to play at all, or nobody ever made me practice or anything like that, or said you must do this. So, but it was something that I, as a child, really wanted to do. And when I asked my father to show me things, he would, and he made himself available. And then we, as time went on, like, we got less into the lessons, I suppose, and more into discussing it, like, and what was a good tune, what was a bad tune, why didn't you do this, or maybe you should try that, or, you know. And so that's how I learned to play the fiddle, kind of a back and forth rapport, like, about it, you know.
Bidger na rhi mig hart fa jimlion adish hoshi Denny McLaughlin is bun crana. A chart stagagi door le scafti poestivi was it visit the fallen Gaelic. I guess what chishin law for a couple of tuna whaler was it lish a culture omlan or law for was it the one crana. I guess for Majania war or Denny, I guess visha in tamai more woundshar kamai more visha jacker and maher Majinu wununa wasn't there that the hair getty two wunugs the ancient hay nuggets, I guess. Vi sem mor vunchar ar skal, ikkje sin vunchar mor etler, so vi sin jacket då sin igenu, and sin vi sin is fossieri ergenis balista igenu. Ikkje sin jenna ni små klartu då strancher, ikkje sin vi denne in tamai mor vi sem mor inspired ik poesti, vi sigga då in I poesti, ikkje vi sjå abelt I det valu. I guess Ian had it clear to them. Nella some kinking at parson that at on. We parson that gallant. I guess your heart out at a doy is very hocklish. Well, as we could work scholarly or gaygishin kiran turish denyaku that shenim lenya in altan. We Michael Currier fadogstein. I guess or kultari inta elle. I guess for shit erdchaydan inta gasta. Well, as good. Nelson could be just moonchar in Tavian.
But people always made their own fiddles, even here. Like, there's a photograph in one of the Bord Fáilte books from the 1950s of a fella, where have I been? Mullingar or somewhere like that. But he's playing a fiddle. It's kind of a triangular-shaped thing. And it's not that we played a triangular-shaped fiddle in Ireland, it's just that he made it himself. He probably bought the neck and the pegs and things like this, and he made his own body out of a piece of plywood. Tom Mulligan, who's the father of Mulligan, the, you know, Tom Mulligan, who runs the Cobblestone Pub, for instance. Like, Tom's brother telling me that when he was a child, young fella, him and his brother made fiddles out of tea chest wood. And they copied the shape of a normal fiddle, and they made them themselves. He said they were a bit lifeless, but they worked, you know, you could play music on them. Traveling people then in the middle years of the 1900s, they made fiddles out of brass and tin. Maybe it was an experiment, or maybe it was just because you couldn't get plywood. I'm not too sure, but some people say it was because they wanted a quiet fiddle to play inside. The tone of a brass fiddle is so dead, and it's just not a very resonant metal. They thought it maybe not, so as not to disturb the neighbours. I don't think so. But, you know, you can only speculate about it. But fiddles have been made here by all sorts of people. People have always made their own fiddles. I mean, my grandfather was a joiner up in County Derry, and he made his own fiddle. He made a couple of fiddles. But his ancestor was a harp maker. But there's no connection between the two things. He just was a joiner, so he made his own fiddle.
Tagalur Kershis and Fi Rina Vikadina Violini no fiddle as Amund Raka, agus as Prash, agus Avar Ella, attack the deer, agus Marshinde, agus Vi Thakopra than special for Jinam Hain, Gura Elund Ernadina Shah Elahidi Yina, ni Elund Urmaltana, Elund Efigur. Ach, gura, in chayard, o ghochus ag a berwalach a kint, gwa'r hwgod ar loo, loom ag loona, agus gwa'r siad anan, eisio hi yna. Agus ar noni hei awan do siad anan, cyn al patrwm, gwa idil a legan amach ar chlar, no ar farbarn, ar peir dde. Ach, gwa'r siad anan, idd a chwrle chéle, agus in sin inéisin ra rudí cosúla varnish in tatáachtach agus cruisi dana an varnish ala agus fiad a scéla wana an arágar úsáide dar fwil on snag rach le varnish a chur ar a vidal agus gara tinnar le hebaint a vidal dawar.
My father's family, the Joner Crean, would have been one of the more noted musicians. His mother played the concertina, and there was always music there, and we went down to Clare when we were young and learned off Joner. And then my father, as we arrived along on the scene, I think once he got to the age of 5, asked us what we wanted to learn, and then sent us into the College of Music to learn properly. And then he taught us the traditional music at home. So there was 10 in the family, and 6 played the violin, 2 on the flute, 1 on the piano, and 1 on the cello. And those that were going to possibly make a career out were doubled up on the piano as well. So it was a fairly noisy household. All violins would be made fairly similarly from the different types of wood. The top would normally be spruce or pine. The back ribs and neck would be maple. And then the fittings can be usually ebony for the pegs and fingerboard and tailpiece. And then different stringing for different players, different conditions. To make one from beginning to end, you could make one comfortably in a month. And probably take as long varnishing the instrument, but you could be making another instrument at the same time as varnishing. A violin that's been played consistently would have a nice tone generally. Any new instrument will have to be played in and developed because the timbre has never worked or vibrated as a musical instrument until the first time somebody takes it in their hand and plays it. So an old violin that's been lying up in the attic for decades would have gone relatively quiet in comparison to what it could sound like with good playing. The bows, all better bows, are made with Pernambuco wood, which grows in a very small coastal part of Brazil. The hair is, best quality hair is Mongolian, Manchurian, Northern Chinese, white, unbleached hair. That's traditionally been cropped there to supply the European markets. Very little has actually changed in design of bows since Tort, a very good bow maker in France. Sound is basically made by rubbing the bow across the strings, causing them to vibrate, and the vibrations go through the bridge into the belly of the violin, through the sound post, which is in the middle of the violin, and reverberates out. There have been a number of noted violin makers in Ireland over the last few centuries. George Ward in Dublin from 1710 to 1750, Thomas Perry 1760 to 1818, James Perry, I think a relation of his, set in Kilkenny in 1780 to 1800s, John Delaney, another Dublin maker, 1795 to 1812, Joseph Perry in Dublin 1800s, Michael J. Judge, another Dublin maker, 1886. And Edward Keane in Dublin, 1876.
Can I wain a tainta jasen, a Perry, run was it, bis balaclia Perry hain, vi shilam goro etchia cogara da sred shepel, agus run sha kud war fidgel, agus ta rohert war arunish, Sanisha, the kind of go mama when you roll lefty in your album, I guess, we may get a fiddle or and we fiddle on as on you said Japan or China and that, China and that, I guess, you roll form a beat at us. So, when my stag Kieran Crehan Lowe, I guess, hinn mar a couple can agus an sin hannig mar adlis a cinn seogs ní rosa gom cain genu na gheavion agus hos ma hennim do mawg seogu cian agus ag an uair sin bí sean míle ponta agus har o lefín agum sa agus do mawg wal iu mar val an charta mor bí dúl vore agum sa fuam bín fuam ledger a bog agus bí cinad a cotomy art an a hans rangan so hwe man o walen tranona sin agus fónal mo waher maas do chi Ta dair a fwegal was da hoi jebre vi se sin gynal da giri sa hoi jebre gynal agus ta se tord mil y pont di leg don chael a leg mil y pont a dynie so vi se cosle ag ni rosi ki grwm a cwertu unie jil na gwe so dyma se vi se hona endu so hwy ma shtel o henna wera le ma mil y pont agus ag ma agus is fyw waad nis mo na sin yn ish yn peri Agus yn sy'n harfod tri blion o hwn hwym arall ag Ciaran Crehen agus fi mi just mae hyn agus Dermot cwrtw ffidl Edryn agus ffwr mi ddech yn sio'n eisiau fi sy'n Colin Mason na tan janta sarank agus ta ffwym un ta jas agus ta sy'n nis ffosu cyn mor sio hwrt yma horys na ta dŵl ta et special ta ag y peri yn my hil agos ni wael yma chi e chaliw na e y frysiw na roedd y bu y tarl o dos so beth yn mor ffidl wale agos beth yn mor ffidl tashtag ogon
I went into a fiddle shop in Chicago like and I wasn't looking for a fiddle but you know the way you just look at them nevertheless and pick them up and this was the first fiddle your man handed me like and I say I didn't even bother looking at the rest of them like after I got that in my hand because it kind of had the characteristics that I like you know you know, and I like a dark, warm fiddle sound. You know, I've always, ever since I was a child, that was my sound because that I liked. You know, because I remember like listening to like recordings of Stephen Grappelli and stuff like that, and going, to, because this warm velvet sound like coming off the fiddle, and I'm going, well, that's the sound, that's the tone I really like. You know, and so I this fiddle like it has, you know, it's easy to play and it just. It has all the things and it like on the high notes sing out too so like in a concert or something like which I'm doing a lot you know it can sing high but it's got some warmth as well and it you can walk into a studio and record with it and it's good and it works in a lot of situations but more importantly than anything else like it sounds good in a hotel room under my chin like which is like sometimes fiddles don't you know in rooms like that and because it's kind of got a rich tone it's satisfying when I play you know it's supposedly a Lowendahl is the brand name and there's a little stamp on the back of it here that kind of suggests that and by all accounts that would have been made in Germany sometime in the early to mid 1700s so it's a pretty old fiddle and But I like it. I just enjoy the sound of it. I sometimes just pick it up and just knock a few notes out of it without even playing a tune, just to hear it. You know, the other fiddle that I have is the one that my father gave me when I was like about 12, and that's the one I've made all the records with and recorded and traveled with right up to this point. So that's a fiddle that I think will always be in my possession. You know.
Gan y nedil a fe ro ied, ta dwlwg o'n bwygiart a fe on, a gan e fe ro wog ffos, mae hyn yn tymach es, wel, sydd ni dwlwg o'n mewn cosl bawster, wel, sydd nawl tywabl, ta echlynst yn gydira, bwael, ta dwlwg o'n na noti i fe cryn a bog, agos, cynnys, sylwm, cynnys, gysynnym, cywlwn yng ngal, ta cywlwn yng ngal, ta gas, ta, coedo geir, Koto Karaway Garu, ni den Torres, and I just was a shinchurga, Kriula, agus tá dúla gom go mu te beirí na háma agus nar a tin fidal cinál do bog acrin sinnínta coan seo go mór leis sin.
I think some tunes suit the fiddle. I think some keys suit the fiddle, and I think it, in some ways that there's ways of playing the fiddle like that makes some tunes more adaptable. Like we have a great like around East Clare, and I don't think we even thought about it. Like fiddle players had this tendency to play in G minor a lot, for example, and I think there are fiddle tunes. Like I think we'll say. The Paddy Fahey tunes and Ed Reavy tunes, for example, like are just wonderful fiddle tunes, you know, because the fiddle always sounds good when it's playing those tunes for some reason, and you know that there's the trace of a fiddle player in the way those tunes were composed, you know. But I mean, I also have an affinity, I think, for tunes from concertinas and pipes as well, you know. But like for you know, the Paddy Fahey tunes have that big broad range, and like big open G's and D's come flaring out, like, and then nice minor touches like come in, you know, and it's the you know, rich tunes like for the fiddle. Well, you just kind of mentioned, I suppose, two of the finest kind of tune composers that we have at the moment, like, I suppose it's probably Liz Carroll and Charlie. They're just write great tunes. Now, I don't know them all, you know. I'm learning bits of them as I go along, you know. But they do write them, and it's a really tricky thing to do, I think, to write good tunes these days, because you're up against the situation of, you know, there's so many tunes out there, you inevitably sound like one tune or another, but in order to be a legitimate tune to fit into tradition, it must in some way sound like all other tunes too, you know, so you have that kind of conflict, but they seem to balance it pretty good, I think.
The hosting me just a couple of pieces to scrive. I was in chin the jera the shock to jira and me hen. I was Mick O'Connor, Luke Kernan, like Holtus. So for me a couple of tunes she's a Gernan chin. I was in the Asian the Glordini get a stuff new, the old new. So Hannick. Frankie Gavin Hugum, I guess we should do flute album again, I'm sure. I guess we should get a Kill Nua. So the hug me, rinse ma, oh, again, I'm sure. I guess Hanik the ma, so we should unpop the room and get her in the Asian.
But the styles are, you know, there are very distinctive styles within Ireland. And when we talk about regional styles of music in Ireland, we are talking about the fiddle, because they're really most sharply defined on the fiddle, and probably were created on the fiddle. But you're also talking about personal styles of playing as well. Like, you have all the mentor figures in Donegal fiddle playing, you might have John Doherty, and Sligo, you might have Michael Coleman, Clare, you might have John Kelly or Joe Ryan or somebody like that, and Kerry, you might have Pádraig O'Keefe, Julia Clifford. But then you have all the personal stylists as well, who are equally distinctive. You know, there's the Paddy Lacken, he's not Donegal, he's not Sligo, what is he? He's just a brilliant player. And then there's Maeve Donnelly, who's not quite East Galway, she's something else as well. You have Liz Carroll, who's, you know, not anything, I mean, but she is herself, like, but been a very, very distinctive player, and very elaborate and, inventive player as well. Then you have Eileen Ivers. The women seem to be on the outer end of the innovation spectrum here. But then you have Kevin Burke as well. You know, you have lots of people, young John Kelly and James Kelly in the present time. There's an awful lot of individual stylists. A lot of the time you can actually identify who's playing just by listening to the way they play it. It's like accents. I mean, if you're used enough to fiddle music, you'll be able to define the player within reason. With somebody you hardly know, you won't be able to define identify them. But I mean, usually you pick up the phone, somebody speaks to you, you can tell who it is instantly. It's a bit like that with fiddle music. It's a very, very expressive instrument. Flute is expressive too, but not nearly as much so as fiddle, I think.
Well, Shim's a Gorosha River at Arm. For Virginia Taffa doing Shindo Legeni, Kenneron Pete Seeger, Lish, Culture Intentionist America, I guess Ixinum is the enchantant or to me the Bella Fe. Exhibition inta og genom ni kan ni kom se bemer sho egas vi sha fiddler art egas vi runnert inta vi sha eganas re orlish wol sig vi siga doilish orlish a henim ni rostro bi vi take valinta gar bol vi kina da bol classic ege Agus nialis agam cynnaet i o'r tisyn, ac aes ag a danig sy'n nhw'n lyn o wytio'r hen, welys gyd a eher Simon Moore, gyd o'r tisyn sy'n dog. Agus bag rael eich rhaid gymyn minig gyr o eher un ta GNA na rifisiau genw y boal, gyd gai chan boal i enw mor ysgart. Agus fi boal yr aholigau, fi boal un ta ege. Agus sylwm grosia a wad ar y fawm, dyma tisyn bionys, fel, ni chyd eich yw'n Vi kan alltså en hot kall ni rosha borrher lägga nu en då fort henne chan port en skälabi eller valarbi boniskan fetcha fluetcha frid porten eller då vi enlish vi ska bre abelte kall henne onkri jag står sin jackar vi län teknik jag står vi län kri jag vi ska sin min där och dega vi alla säger är hulren the part agus vi alla säger fast är kommer jag att visa hen and you rosha mortasa a hexa grosha abulta shenim gomaila den biela Well, when I listen, I can't come out. More, not a handy magabolic clear. We some more government could call Tommy Potts, especially the Nurhola man, Philican, the Tunisian Homeshagas. When my salt more is a hot falsen art. Scary shamartus, ancient hig magabed the name Tadon, ni shinim da live meira avisha. Visha shinim for honey rotiella or fad. Sílim vi sheint a spirit alta agus inta alinta vi shabalta pentar kamai agus shifar inta intlartula vion vi sha bavrel am anish casta leiri agus leir more kesh in the yella a bavrel am lom hen agus Frankie Kennedy galam agus seelish agus eishar just le a couple of Portnays, which I can't read here, loaded your latter in the ears, and you a couple of tune. It's the kind of a shenum reeling the ear when you say clean you. So we should castle a gobe, grosha shenum running from mall. She reeling the visha shenum. I guess we know more and care and the chart them off each narodi gas, I guess the village narodi mall. Visha ain't a inta doin, a inta the far whistle of him.
Playing. It's so personal in me. It moves me so deeply, like, you know, emotionally. In fact, I've often said, a whole host of other things in nature, in the world, like a fine man, a fine woman, good health, sylvan beauty, all these things are just a poor reflection of what is to come. Now, such as it is, and for what it is, mine is Irish tradition music, and I've said to myself, I must conform with what God has laid down. If this and that, what I'm talking about, is a poor reflection, it would be awfully stupid to do anything that would militate against realizing the perfect thing.
The fiddle, or the violin, is very, very. I mean, it's just the ultimate universal instrument. It's used in every culture, all sorts of. I mean, it's used in classical music through all of North Africa, for instance. You can play anything on it because you're making the notes yourself. So it just depends on what your acculturated style of music is. You know, you achieve that sound. You can make any sound you like on the fiddle. You can play it in a Clive Lucre style or a Donegal style, or you can play it in an orchestra, or you can play Hungarian restaurant music on it, which is kind of wild and goes up to the very, very highest notes that you can imagine.
I love the fact that it has such a singing quality, and that it also, like, is an instrument that, because of the nature of the tempered scale that we have, since we're not really bound by that on the fiddle, like, it has a lot of variance to get at, like, minutiae, like, with notes. It also has that ability to be kind of perfect. I suppose kind of perfect. No, there's an oxymoron. But, like, to be perfect, really, like, to have perfect intonation, you know, to have, like, the most precise and clear thing. And the other thing is that it's like a game of golf or something like that. I mean, the theory is that, like, any mug can go out there and hit an occasional good shot, like, which convinces you and shows you just how good it could be if you were able to do it all the time. And in a way, we always have moments on the fiddle where we hear the tone just right and the sound is great and we're flowing. So, and it's an alluring vision, like, that you keep going after all the time, and it keeps drawing you. And so, you know, at its best, you see, it's an incredible sound, like, and does an incredible openness to it and beauty. You know, it's a beautiful looking instrument and it's a beautiful sound, I think.
He cradles the fiddle to his chin, tucking it in like a child, and the hawthorn bends with blackbirds. As he hefts the bow, tests the air for sweetness or unremembered ghosts, silver flashes in a clean river. The bow quivers for an instant, light as the light sliver of day over the carob. Will he make us dance? Or draw all our unsaid sorrows into one lamenting call to ebb and flow and soothe us. He strikes the first note. Birds fly, feet tap, and three trout clear the furious waterfall.
If you enjoyed this documentary, you might like to listen to our other Documentary on One productions. Visit rte.ie/docon1.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.